It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Dukes and Bell, presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So your final score again here in Los Angeles. The Lakers 141 and the Hawks 116.
Blowout. That's what that is.
Yeah, LeBron, one assist away from a triple-double.
Steve Holman with the call. It is Dukes and Bell. We are not tripping. Our eyes are not fooling us, and we are not overreacting. We've been a bad defensive team all season long.
Right.
And
historically bad for years.
This is true. Ask Nate, who's, you know, three right. coaches removed now. One of our listeners
we
says,
didn't play defense.
The Lakers were 6 from 36 from 3 the night before. They were bound to shoot the ball a lot better. Okay, let's put this in perspective. Shooting the ball a lot better or shooting 62%?
Right.
Giving up 81 points before the half? Nah, brah. That's not shooting the ball better. So, Mike, I am seeing what my eyes are telling me, and my eyes are telling me, why should I be excited about this? Look, the trade happened, and many of you said, it's time, let's do this, we're moving forward.
Right.
C.J. McCollum is playing for us. The part of this trade that you want on the floor is out there. The part that has not been fixed and is still fundamentally wrong with this team is we don't play enough or good enough defense when it matters. And when you get blown out like last night, and you can tell me, well, that's one game. We could go back through the season, guys, and look at a ton of games. We're barely over 500 right now.
No, you said it. We can't shoot the three last night. Again, it's a big part of your offense. If Jalen Johnson doesn't feel it, and he wasn't feeling it last night, that kind of stops you dead in your tracks. They shot, as you said, 56% from three.
Ridiculous.
From the Lakers. And here's another telling stat, but this is something we could do almost every night, and that's the rebounds. We got out-rebounded last night.
Again.
Hawks had 32, and the Lakers had 47. So 15 extra boards for the purple and gold. And that's why I've been asking you a lot about Okongwu. And, you know, do you have to go get him some help? Because Porzingis didn't make this trip. Arisa Shea's not on this trip.
Porzingis, who's that?
Yeah, forget. I mean, look, why every time I ask Steve Kuhn, I can't speak to that. I go, no, you got to trade him. Get him out of here. Somebody's going to want the expiring contract. Package that. All right, let me throw this at you. This doesn't help as much in defense, but it will help in putting fantasy in the seats and being fired up.
All right.
You'll have to give up those first round picks you've been holding on to that you don't want to give up.
Okay.
The Pelicans specifically. How about bringing John Morant in here? Day-Day, I think Day-Day just got whiplash shaking his head.
John Morant in Atlanta?
And that would be the big problem. You'd have to have a cadre of bodyguards and chaperones to put him on these streets.
But, him and his dad.
Yeah, and that's right. It's a package deal. We'd be getting one dad that's kind of overbearing. Although, Ray, we got along fine with Ray for a truly overbearing dad. Just saying, bring the ball up, you know, reinvigorate the career, all the other young weapons we've got. You know, you gotta go. You still got to get some height in the front court, but we'd have to give up everything. Just throwing it out there because we were at the gym today. My buddy Reggie, we were joking around, and that's the first thing we were talking about. He's like, "Of course, you'd have to keep him off the street." I go, "Well, good luck with that."
I'm speechless because it is interesting. It is intriguing.
He's gonna go somewhere. It sounds like Memphis is ready to turn the page.
Well, and here's the thing about Ja. When Ja at his height just a few years ago, when we were talking about him maybe being the face of the league, I know we all forget.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the gunplay, I hear you. Mike, he's a much more exciting player than Trey was. He plays above the rim.
Mm-hmm.
For his size, this dude's blocking seven-footer shots. I mean, the way when Ja is in his game, he's pretty unique. The problem is, has he matured?
Right.
And that's the one thing I don't know if anybody knows, and you're going to say, well, he ain't been in trouble in Memphis. Well, give it time. I mean, like, I don't know, Mike, because those situations happen pretty much back-to-back. League went after him. You guys don't remember he pulled a strip gun or a gun out in the strip club in Denver or whatever.
Right.
Whatever the hell happened. Had the gun on the team plane. It was a mess. And then he had another incident where, you know, he allegedly threatened to beat up a kid.
Some kid's playing in a pickup game.
Yes.
He's going to go get he's gonna
right?
smoke him.
And these things happen correct. And these things happen pretty quickly behind each other. My point is, I don't know how much he's matured, but we do know this. He does not want to be in Memphis anymore.
Right. And according to ESPN, I saw this earlier today, Camp is not looking for a renegotiated contract. He's right now, he's happy to live with the three remaining years on his deal.
I saw the guy I want the Hawks to have. I know people were not high on him years ago.
Who?
I saw him last night.
Who?
DeAndre Ayton. 15 defensive rebounds.
I wanted him 4 years ago. I wanted us to trade John Collins. Remember that?
That's
that,
what you need in the middle.
Now, he's soft as Charmin, though. That's the thing. He's got no killer
15
instinct.
15 defensive rebounds.
Okay. Okay. But he fizzled out in Phoenix, but hey, that's a them problem.
He did.
What happens
he
here?
He did. Look, Dede, it's interesting because in L.A., though, that's all they're asking him to do. And right. I know what you're saying. I think at the time we wanted him, we're talking about the Hawks and how you feeling about him. Look, why should I buy him? Why should I believe this is going to be all of a sudden a top six team in the East regardless of what happens between now and the trade deadline? We don't play enough defense, and I'm tired of talking about it. But to your point, to help on that end, Ayton would help. He would help with the rebounds. But the Lakers needed a big man. And remember, that trade that they thought they had in place didn't right. take place. I think they were going after Charlotte's big, if I
right.
remember correctly.
Didn't pass the physical.
Yeah, and so that fizzled, and then they go out and get Ayton. But that's all he has to do. For LeBron and Luke and when Austin Reeves is on the floor, dude, you're not getting shots. Go rebound. Now, you say, well, he could do the same thing here. Maybe, but I'm kind of mixed on DeAndre Ayton because to Mike's point, there have been times where he's checked out.
And that's the thing. Day-Day, you and I weren't working together back then, but it's one of those arguments we used to talk with the listeners about it. After we fizzled in 22, I said, get Collins out of here.
Yep.
And let's go get DeAndre Ayton. That's when he was more viable, and so was John. But, of course, they didn't. And then, of course, we fizzled out and just get stuck in that play-in rut. But anyway, that's an interesting argument.
Yeah.
We need some size in the front court. That's for darn sure.
Ayton is he's a guy that strikes me as, from people I've talked to in the league, Mike, he likes the NBA. He don't love it.
Wasn't that half the NBA these days?
Well, maybe. But let me tell you something. It also kind of runs with how his career has gone, mm-hmm. right? I mean, yeah, I'm making some good money, and this is cool. But, dude, like, for his size and his body type, he should be a dog.
He should be. And that, I will say, I agree with those that feel like, yes, he's fizzled out. I think my observation, I have no knowledge of anything from any of these players, but I always looked at, he just looked like, once teams felt like they weren't kind of focusing on him, i.e. Phoenix,
yeah.
it seemed mm-hmm. like he kind of, right. yeah, he checked out, so to speak. I feel like maybe he's at a point in his career where if he can just go out there and just play just to play, like, don't worry about if he can not be focused on being the man, like you said, like he's in L.A., just go out there, get the boards, clog up the middle. You know, he's going to be unrestricted free agent, I think, next year. So if I'm the Hawks,
yeah,
I mean,
it's a short deal,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm almost looking at it like, you know what, we got this,
right.
you know, these draft stocks, like, let's maybe just kind of – let this season play out as it is, and then let's kind of revamp this thing. And I look at going after DeAndre Ayton for that middle, man.
Can I be honest? All these big guys are wimps now.
Yeah, it's not like the old days.
All these big guys are wimps.
Like the old days.
I mean, they just are.
MB probably was probably the closest whenever yes. he kind of.
But he'd rather shoot a jumper or three than post somebody up, right? And the post game is really non-existent. I just, when I say that, and if I've offended you, so what? They are. These bigs, all these guys. Who is just backing somebody down and dunking on somebody's ass?
Nobody.
Nobody.
And the one I've always said, you know, with Carl for years, I've always liked, you know, get me a big, giant European with, like, you know, no vowels in his name and one eyebrow.
Do I need to speak?
Right. Like, Perro. Perro was kind of that guy, you know. We had the great electric, razor-sharp electric elbows of Zaza Pachulia back in the day. How about, who's the guy? How do you pronounce it? Is it Zubac, the guy from the Clippers?
Zubac.
And I know they say that the Clippers are looking to move him, and the Celtics are looking to trade for him.
Now, Zubac can play, man. He's nice.
But that's what we need, right?
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, 404-726-0929. Look, Hawks fans, why should I be buying this team? Seriously. Yeah.
By the way, and it was – I forgot. I missed it yesterday or the day before on Guy Talk. It was Dominique's 66th birthday.
So
happy belated birthday to the human highlight reel.
Oh, he's great, man. All right. You want to get in on that conversation, you can. And this is not just us reacting to the Lakers blowout. The Lakers blowout is just a microcosm of what we've seen throughout the course of the season. We don't play enough defense. We play better teams. We don't show up. We get blown out by halftime, Mike. We make a run, and then all of a sudden.
I thought we were a little soft on the ball.
And then, you know, well, they made it a game. Lakers came out after halftime, after scoring 81 points, and went on a 12-1 run. Come on, man. That is all coaching. Quinn, get some timeouts, clear your bench, do whatever the hell you need to do, and it just doesn't feel like, Mike, he has the attention of this team.
No, that's why I'd love to hear more from him and get what's going on here. That's why I said to you before somebody else swoops in and grabs him, give him an audition. Somebody, and maybe Anse Saleh has had this conversation already, need to see some more out of this team by the deadline. And I would start talking to Mike Malone.
But you know what I think? I would too. But you know what I think? I think part of this discussion has been, we got to move Trey. We got to move Trey. We got to get Trey.
So what is
Trey's
it
the reason why.
Okay, so
Trey's the reason why.
So I'll give you till February, till the deadline, to go get this team in gear.
Okay.
Make a run.
Because you continue to hear that, well, Trey's the reason why. Oh, we don't do that because Trey. Okay, he's gone. This thing should be fixed.
That excuse is over. You got a Blazers team, which is basically slightly worse than us, next game off.
They are.
Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, Day-Day. For Day-Day, he's going to stay up. I said Day-Day gets hazard pay for staying up to watch the Lakers last night.
Yeah, I don't know. How
it was rough.
By the way, my boy, Carl's met one of my old friends from high school, Munson. He lives in L.A. He's a former cop. He does security part-time at Crypto. I guess that's what they call Staples now, is Crypto.com.
It is.
Anyway, yep. Did you see the Bronny missed jump shot last night?
Airball.
Bronny's in there for garbage time, Day-Day. About 12-15 footer, nothing but air. And I didn't see it, so I just got on the computer and I looked it up, and sure enough, just type in Bronny, and like NBA Brick Central's got the video.
Look, he's still being scrutinized, and he's going to continue to be.
He's in a no-win spot.
He really is. Real quick, this just in, Oregon quarterback Dante Moore has decided to stay in school.
Good for him.
He needs to. I got to be honest, he's not ready.
I agree, Mike. Decision just made. Looking like he's in a weekend video here on television. He says that he is coming back to school, and they are saying that it will have a significant ramifications on the draft next year. Next year's draft is going to be loaded with quarterbacks.
Right.
There's no doubt. But Dante Moore coming back. What's that mean? Dylan Raiola is probably going to redshirt now since he's transferred.
Or can he transfer out again?
To Oregon. He probably will. He probably will.
Now, Ty Simpson, we talked about this earlier in the week. It is confirmed. $6.5 million is what Miami was offering him.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
How do you not take that deal?
I'm gone.
Take the 6.5, go do some great stuff down there, and then you come out and you're a top 10 pick in the NFL, maybe even better in the NFL draft the next year.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if I can make 6.5 and take basket weaving, you know, and music appreciation
even
at the
you probably don't even have to take that.
I mean, come on. And you're in Coral Gables, for crying out loud. Giddy up. Hey, guys, I'm gonna go over to Fat Tuesdays over there, Coral Gables. Coconut, you know, Cocoa Walk. I'll be back. No, that's my inner Mike speaking.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.